702. The Friday Mix. Food.
And this is Karabo Khuleng standing in for Azania Musaka. And this is the yummy moment of the show. And we're talking now the Halal Food Expo 2018 with Mohammed Amin Dabilia. Hi, Mohammed.
Hi, thank you.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you doing, Noman Panchnaya? Have I got that?
Panchbaya.
Panchbaya.
Yes.
Okay. Got it spelled wrong here, but how are you doing?
I'm okay, fine, thanks. Hope you and the listeners are doing well.
Yes, yes. I'm sure we are. It's the Friday Mix. It's the end of the week. But I'd like to know, with the Halal Food Expo, where does this idea come from and why a Halal Food Expo?
So when the plan did come about, it was one Friday afternoon also. And we got a call from one of the directors of the I-22 Works company, who was a close friend of mine and his brother, actually. And he said, the plan is in place and I want to go ahead with it. Do you think it will work? And we were a bit skeptical at first because we weren't too sure whether people will come on board. So that was one of the skepticism we had about it. So, and from there we said, you know what, we're going to go for it. And we went for it, and it's our second one this year. And it's just to create a platform for all these businesses coming on board. We saw the response from our first year. And this year we've actually doubled the amount of vendors and the number of vendors that we're going to have. So, yeah, it was a plan that we thought of on the spot. And we didn't know how we were going to do it. But luckily, I think things all came together last year. And this year we've improved the event.
The idea had to come on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
It's an auspicious day for our Muslim people. And there's lots of eating that goes on a Friday. But apart from that, what kind of criteria did you use when you approached different vendors? And from what I understand, you use a lot of home industries.
Yeah, so normally with regards to, you know, if you get a franchise, maybe you might get a Nando's, a Debonair's, or your Steers. It's something people are used to on a daily basis. People know about it. It's kind of like a standard menu. But when we took into consideration a home industry, it's someone you know that's going to come up with a different maybe angle, you know, to your food or to your menu. So we approach a home industry, or we put it out to the home industry to say that, you know what, this is a platform for you. Show the community, show the country, show the people of the province, show the people what kind of talent you have. And as we were speaking, you know, in the pre-tasters session, we spoke about how a person might have taken a samosa known by everyone. But how they took that, they've broken it up and they've added, you know, your pomegranates, or you might have added some kind of a healthy taste into it. And automatically that shows, like, you know what, there is kind of art. You need that art, you know, to bring about that that talent that you have.
And deconstructed samosas for me sounds like a great idea, because I have tried and failed many times to construct one. You know, especially, you know, working with your hands, there is a creative aspect to it. What usually happens is that once I put it in the fryer, everything just falls apart. So I'm thinking that sounds like a great idea. But in terms of the kind of responses that you had, you know, did you deal with amateur chefs, people who perhaps planned to go into food? Or did you have people who come from different backgrounds, different interests, who decided that, you know, they're just interested in playing with food?
That's quite an interesting question, because we've got guys coming on board who might have been doctors or who are still doctors, but they know how to make a different type of ice cream. And being a doctor might be their full-time job, but on the weekend they churning out that ice cream. And we wanted that. We wanted to see people's passion come out for their love of food. We wanted to see the artistic side come out also. And that's one of the things that we punted out when we started broadcasting for the second event. We also, just to make it aware to listeners, the only platform we use is social media. And the response that we have received is phenomenal. We get guys coming from, you know, from your age of 18, a lot of responses coming from them. So they're showing an interest in food. And this could ignite also a passion into people to get into the culinary industry and obviously become culinary artists at the end of the day. So yes, the response we've received has been phenomenal. We've doubled our stalls, vendors, as I mentioned earlier. And I think, you know, for what we can expect over the weekend is just a phenomenal flavor of food, and you know, yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
I'm discussing the Halal Food Expo with Muhammad Amin Dabilia and Nauman Panchbaya, who is, did I get that right
this time?
They are the event coordinators for this. If you have any questions or you'd like to comment, weigh in on this. If you're somebody who enjoys to cook and you have done interesting things with your food, perhaps blended some flavors that one wouldn't think of usually, or you know, you'd like to play in the kitchen, what is your favorite thing to do? 011-883-0702 is the number to dial, and 31702 is the SMS line, and our WhatsApp is 072-702-1702. Now, we know that with halal food, with halal meat especially, there are certain rules and regulations. So although you may have somebody who does eat halal, is there a way, once the food is there, is it necessary, or do you have anything in place that makes sure that this food is halal? You know, are the questions certifications? Do you have certain molanas or people who are knowledgeable about halal food who'll be able to give their stamp of approval?
Yeah. Okay. So it all starts off, firstly, being if it might be an animal, or it needs to be, you know, slaughtered in an Islamic way by, you know, mentioning the name of God when doing so, and making sure that the animal which is being slaughtered is not, you know, ill-treated kind of, because that is a life as well. And yeah, for us, with regards to the certification of the items, we have halal bodies in South Africa, and those halal bodies have, you know, a panel of ulama or mulanas or learned scholars who understand the jurisdiction behind, you know, what is made halal, what is haram, what is permissible for us to eat, what is not permissible. And through that, they, you know, apply that, you know, that stamp of approval. And us having this Halal Food Expo, actually, it's not just for Muslims, but it's an expo, or it's a platform for everyone, people from different cultures, different religions, to come through and understand, you know, what maybe Indian food is like, what halal food is like. There's no difference in the food. It's just that our food, or rather the food that we make, we firstly take the name of God. And yeah, that's about it.
Is it only Indian food, though? Because, you know, halal food is not necessarily Indian food. You know, you have, for example, the Somali community is quite prevalent.
Yeah.
You have people of African descent who eat different kinds of food that is halal. Do you have that as an aspect as well?
In terms of the cultural diversity and the type of food that we're going to have over the weekend, you know, Indian food is generally put together with Muslims, but you know, it's a misconception, and as I mentioned earlier, it's a mind over matter thing, and with the halal aspect also a mind over matter thing, that halal does not mean it's only for Muslims. Halal means it's just the type of way the food is cooked, the way the food the animal has been slaughtered, as Nauman mentioned. So, you know, the type of food that we can have over the weekend, as we were, how we tasted over there, you could feel the flavors in your mouth. It was it was something else. I mean, we had a prawn toast, but one of your colleagues said that she could taste some chili in there.
Yeah.
And she wasn't too happy about that.
Yes.
So, you know, the chef that prepared that dish, he infuses, or he makes a fusion kind of culinary adventure. He puts you on that adventure where he brings in Mediterranean with Indian. His seafood is, you know, typical Portuguese type of style. Yet it blends in so perfectly with the type of Indian spices. So, you know, I feel that, yes, we could perhaps in future explore that African element. We love, I love Ethiopian food.
Yes.
The spices that come through from there. It's something unique that we don't get in South Africa. So, I mean, I'm all open to it. Unfortunately, this year we didn't get many African vendors, or, well, at all, I'm not sure.
House of Jordan.
We did get someone coming maybe from a Middle Eastern aspect. Like, you know, your Turkeys, Turkish guys coming through, or your baklavas, you know, your sweet stuff.
Yes.
So hopefully we do hope that we can extend this to the African community, because we know they are here. And so, yes, we open that invitation to them.
You know, the thing is with food is that it's a way to bring people together, mm-hmm. because food means something to us that is about more than just nutrition. It's about celebrating family. It's about celebrating community. And when you speak about the issue of, for example, the Somali community, you know, there's a lot of factors in terms of how they come to be in the city, and also having our own problems with xenophobia and that kind of thing. I think it would be an interesting entryway into making sure that, you know, there's integration and we start to learn a lot from each other. And I see an expo such as this one facilitating that kind of thing. Now, I had a salad in a fig with a fig in it. And I think, you know, in terms of for that kind of example, you know, when you bring in the spiritual aspect of halal food and the food that is kind of celebrated in the Quran, for example, you know, you've got the fig and the olive. Yep. So I was very happy to come across a fig in that food, because it may not necessarily be something that you find in an Indian dish, for example. So it also shows the universality that you can come in from a different aspect. Now, what are some of your favorite dishes? Yes, Noman.
So I'm more like you know, the chicken fillet type, white meat type kind of guy. And I'll go more for like, you know, your chicken nuggets or your, like how we saw that strip cheese, or you know, those different items. I'm not a bone meat guy, but I prefer that, and I love desserts. You know, dessert, no matter what it is. He knows it himself. Yesterday, while we were planning the event, he brought a bowl of dessert, and unfortunately, I was the one that finished it.
Now, I said to you guys already that if there's burfi ice cream, you are automatically my best friends.
Best friend.
That is one of my favorite dessert. We're talking the Halal Food Expo, and when is it taking place?
It's taking place tomorrow, the 24th of March, and the 25th of March on Sunday. Doors open at 11 a.m., all, one and all is welcome. We hope everyone here at 702 also joins us.
Is there a cover charge?
With pre-ticket sales at 20 rand per ticket.
Wow, that is worth it.
It's to empower SMEs at the end of the day.
Yes.
It's to give them that platform to launch themselves into becoming big enterprises, and we hope to be that launchpad for them.
Now, isn't there a little bit of nerves about, you know, something like listeria, or, you know, because there's also there's a trust deficit right now in terms of what we're eating and the food that we have access to?
Yeah. Now, I think touching on that listeriosis perspective, actually, I think one of the main concerns were undercooked meat, right? And most of our dishes, you would say the Indian dishes, is I don't think we prefer raw meat, but we cook it well with spices, and so I think it would kill that, you know, that bacteria, whatever it might be. So yeah, I think we can pass it to say a no listeriosis zone.
And of course, you know, I'm just thinking about mutton now. Very soft mutton that's succulent, or that's, you know, like a mutton korma. Yes. You've got me certainly very excited about this. So it's at the UNISA Hall.
It's at the UNISA Conference Center in Omondi. To Vinton Road, Omondi here.
All right, excellent. That's the Halal Food Expo. And Noman Panjbaya and Mohammed Amin Dabilia, gentlemen, thank you so much for letting us know about this. And have a fantastic expo. I hope that it's incredibly successful.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you as well as our engineer, sound producer, as well as the whole team from 702, as well as the listeners. You know, you might be having listeners from all over South Africa, and people from different backgrounds. We want to see each and every one of you. And if you come through, just bump into us, say, you know what, Noman, we heard you on air. Mohammed, I mean, we heard you on air. We might just give you a media pass.
Yeah, we love free stuff. Well, look, you know, it's excellent. I'm particularly excited about this, because anything that can open up our cultures to each other, that's the Halal Food Expo this weekend.